Big Jim's house.
So we have this video up of a woman who gave birth in a parking lot. It's not as bad as it seems. It actually, you can watch the video. We'll send it right to you. The keyword is
house.
But none of us get here where we're talking. I don't know anyone who was born somewhere other than a hospital. 248-398-9279. You know the stories, the back of the car, or I gave birth in a grocery store. You know, when a baby wants to come, baby, you know, clean up aisle four. I'll stop it. Dude, 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. Now, here's the audio from it. And the video's awesome because the cops show up right to help. And the lady who's there in the parking lot of a natural health, natural birth center.
It's like a birthing center, right?
Yeah. And the lady comes out to just catch the baby. Which, like, you know when you play an egg toss at a picnic? She kind of like, whoop, and just grabs the baby. So this is in the parking lot.
Oh! She's okay, she's okay. And she's okay on the midwife. She's here to have the baby.
All right.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Unbelievable.
Unreal, man. And you see her, the woman just stops. Like, right before she goes to step up onto the sidewalk.
Just couldn't make it in.
Like, yeah, we're done. We're having a baby now. 248-398-9279. Keyword, of course, is
house.
We'll send the video right to you. Unbelievable. Are you ready? I know you're getting married in November, so it's not really like, you know, you start talking about kids.
Oh, yeah.
Does that stuff scare you or make you want to have kids more?
No, that just, all that video shows me is just to know when to go to the hospital or wherever you're going to have the kid, right?
Well, they were going. They just couldn't.
Quicker with it, I feel like.
I don't think you really, see, as guys,
I mean,
we have,
I don't know
anything
about it.
This is one of those things, guys, you're right. As guys, we have no play in this conversation.
Whatever Heidi tells me to do and wherever she wants to go, whenever she wants to go is probably the best bet, right?
Exactly.
Just live with that.
And by the way, if you have to have a C-section, if she has to have a C-section and they tell you, would you like to watch, be prepared.
Because
you get to see everything.
Say no.
Yeah. No, no, do it. You got to be there, man. Hold on. Dan in Belleville, how you doing, bud?
Doing good. How about you?
We're good, man. So you were, other than we're talking about this lady who gave birth in a parking lot at a natural birthing center, were you born somewhere other than a hospital?
Yeah, but in the back seat of a 1954 Ford.
Oh, come on. You wrote half a Seeger song, man. That can't be real.
That's what it even says on my birth certificate, man.
You got to send us a picture of that. That's magical. So you were born in the back seat of a 50. Wow. So they just couldn't make it to the hospital, or what was the deal?
Nope. There was just, I wanted to come. That was about it.
Maybe, man, when it's time, I'm telling you, Ryan.
When it's time, it's time.
When it's time. Dan, you're awesome. Have a great morning, buddy.
You too now.
There goes one more. Kathy in Westland. So you were born somewhere other than a hospital?
I sure was.
Where?
I was born in a 1-week-old GTO, a 67 GTO.
This is the most Detroit break ever.
My mom refused to go to the hospital because my dad wasn't home. So my sister boyfriend said, we got to get her to the hospital, and there I came.
You're born in baby GTO.
Yeah, that's right. That's my favorite car.
I would hope so. I would hope so. That's a great story. Kathy, you're awesome. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, there she goes. Is that not the most Detroit break ever? We ask people other than a hospital, and both of them are in cars.
That's great.
That's Detroit. Chicago's probably born into a deep dish pizza or something. I don't know.
Big Jim's house.
Things you do with your significant other. 248-398-9279. More specifically, hobbies. You love to golf.
Right.
Heidi, your fiance, you took her golfing Friday?
Yeah, Friday. Took her golfing for her first time.
Now, it's not about Heidi. It is, because she did a great job. We saw some of the shots.
Yeah.
You posted one of her. She nailed it. It's about you, because you could potentially show your ass, because you tend to freak out when you play golf occasionally.
Yeah, I get, you know, I get angry once in a while.
248-398-9279.
A little fired up.
You just went high guy, too. You went, yeah. Have you ever thrown a club?
Oh, yeah, I've snapped them.
What do you mean you snapped them over your knee?
I snapped my 3-wood the first round this year. And I don't have a 5-iron because of that. I don't have a 5-wood because of that.
I don't golf. I tried once and I sucked. I went for lessons, but 248-398-9279. How common is this? Are you a golfer, male or female, that just loses your shiitake mushroom and starts breaking things? We have a video up of people just, if you want to see a Keyword House, we'll send it to you.
If you golf and you try to say that you've never broken a club or thrown a club or hit the back of your bag with the club, you're lying. So everyone does it.
Were you on your best behavior Friday with Heidi?
I actually was. It started off a little rough. Not just in the sense that I could feel myself getting, like, my blood pressure was rising. Because there's a couple of times where, you know, just little things where she doesn't really understand. You know, you don't have to walk all the way up there. Jump in the cart and get up there quicker.
Sure.
And she doesn't understand the little things like that, so I was getting a little angry with it. But
you get triggered about that?
It's just, I like to, you know, do the right things on the golf course. But she got it down, and she was good.
How were your shots?
I didn't play bad. I was more focused on her.
Okay.
So there's a couple of them, but no, it was fun.
All right, Keyword House, once again, if you want to see a video, people just freaking out. Because we were nervous about Heidi. We were nervous about you.
I was, and then I started drinking a little, you know, have a few more drinks than normal on the golf course to
oh, that's good.
Make sure we're all right.
Get lubed up so you make sure you're not your best behavior. There's actually, if you think about it, there's something that when you're with someone and you're dating or you're at this point where you're going to get married, there's some point where you haven't shown a certain side of yourself. And I'm not saying some dark Julia Roberts movie kind of thing. I'm saying like something that maybe your wife doesn't realize how intense you are. Or, ladies, how intense you are about something.
Yeah, she definitely didn't know what she was getting herself into when I... Because, I mean, there was times where... And I call my... I don't know why I call myself some horrible names when I hit bad shots. And so I was like... And she's like, whoa... And then she complains about my driving and started to complain about my driving of the golf cart. I'm like, yo, you cannot complain about my golf cart driving when you don't know what, you know, what it's like out here.
You didn't just let her say something and then just let it go? You had to bark back at her?
But yeah.
What do you mean?
Is that how it works?
Yeah. No, yeah. It doesn't work like that.
Let's move on.
Big Jim's House.
We're still in the studio talking about this because, by the way, coming up in 10 minutes, Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon, the song that took him a decade to finish, and it's a hit. It's a huge hit. Took him a decade. It's a great story. We had a great conversation with Kevin. So we'll have that for you in a little bit. Hang in there. You took your fiance, Heidi, golfing for the first time. The first time she's played like a real round of golf.
Yes.
She did great. Had a couple pars.
She actually did. There's a couple of shots that she had where I go, whoa, that was like a what I'd call a real golf shot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, that was a real golf shot.
Okay. Versus...
Just
a snap hook into the trees or something.
People who golf know what I mean when I say that. Yeah,
it's a legit shot. Okay.
Yeah, it worked out. It was good though.
I don't understand what it is about golf that makes mainly men Looney Tunes. We have a whole video of people just. Well, this is just part of it. Just text us 248-398-9279. The keyword is
house.
Nothing but guys just destroying their clubs, getting mad.
That's how you quit golf.
That's in a tree.
Look at that tree, dude. That shouldn't even be hanging.
Right, and the guy just flips out because there's a tree in the way.
That happens all the time. Why did they put a sand trap there? It shouldn't even be there.
You can't be the only one, though, because this video, I mean, watch this thing, like, everybody just loses their mind.
I was saying, too, it's the highs and lows. It's... You know, one hole you can do look like you should be on tour, and then the next hole looks like you never played golf before. And it's just that.
What's the saying? Golf is a good walk ruined?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't... I never got it. I mean, looks like fun. I don't want to get that angry. I like bowling because I can drink a beer and eat french fries and throw a ball every once in a while and talk to my friends.
I also think there's a lot of trash talking that goes on in golf between buddies, like real bad. To where we've gotten guys like upset to where they don't want to play anymore.
So that just exacerbates the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so you're already in a high-stress game, and then you just prod them a little bit more.
Yeah, that's part of it when you're gambling, when you're playing for money. You got to...
You mean jelly beans, because we don't gamble.
Right.
Right, yeah. You're playing for jelly beans. That's the other part of it. You put that on top of it. So you guys are already stressed out, you're prodding each other, and you're throwing coin.
Yep.
Wow.
Makes for a great Saturday afternoon.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm a Detroit sports fan. The Lions are enough stress for me.
Big Jim's house.
And Kevin Cronin. He's been doing, during this whole quarantine thing, this amazing video series from home. His daughter helps him pick out songs and stuff. So we had a really fun chat with Zoom. Now, I want to clarify something. We were told he wasn't going to sing.
Right.
We were told, and I get it. I mean, Kevin's doing this thing, and he's like, I'm not going to ask him to sing. He grabbed that guitar and just took off. He does Golden Country. He did the whole song. You'll hear my wife clap in the back at the end of it. So it was, when, you know, she's listening in the other room. If you love REO Speedwagon, it really was a cool conversation. Just Kevin is so cool. Keyword, of course, is
house.
Did I fanboy in that a little bit?
A little bit. Good. You held it together.
Thank you. So this was interesting, though. We were talking about songs that I asked him, like, what song took you the longest to finish? And he shared the story about one that took 10 years to. And it's a huge hit.
Well, I was working on Can't Fight This Feeling and wrote the verses and wrote a chorus at the time. And it was perhaps the worst chorus of all time. It went something like this. Let me see. Baby, you're my guiding light. Showing me the way, like a candle in the window on a winter's night. Whoa, baby, you're my guiding light. So the one line about candle in the window, I kind of salvaged that and
okay.
used it.
So on the other side of the coin then, what was the song that just like that, you wrote it, it all came to you, the muse spoke to you, and you just cranked it out?
Oh, man. You know, Roll With The Changes was kind of like that.
Yeah.
I wrote that in a car, you know. and, you know, it just, I had a you know, I was writing, I was steering with my knees, writing the lyrics on a brown paper bag. I was between Denver and Albuquerque, I guess that's the I-40. And, you know, so songs come, there's no rhyme or reason, man. They just come when you least expect them. And, you know, I think those of us who have managed to make a career out of it kind of don't let any of those moments slip away.
Cool story. Great guy. And trust me, everyone in the Motor City knows, and he would acknowledge it. If they don't do Golden Country when they come here to Detroit, they're going to get yelled at.
Big Jim's house.
So line one? Okay. Big Jim, there's Ryan. Okay, Ryan, you took the fiance, Heidi, your wonderful fiance, took her golfing for the first time on Friday.
Yep.
She did a great job.
Yeah, she played well.
We have somebody in line one. It says for Ryan. Hold on. Big Jim's house. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for Ryan about his golf.
Okay.
Does his fiance know the unwritten rule that if he does not tee off and go past the woman's tees, he has to play with a certain appendage hanging out the rest of the hole?
You know what's really funny is we were waiting to tee off, and there was a group in front of us, and a guy hit one that just barely made it up to the ladies' tee. And that's
what I
told
him. Wait a minute, is this a thing?
Oh, so yeah, you got to play with your pants down.
If you don't hit it past the ladies' tee as a guy, then you have to whip it out. For what, the hole?
The rest of that hole has to be played that way, yes.
Yep.
You got to go past the women's tee on your
Come
tee,
on.
On your drive. No, that's a rule we've always played by.
Okay.
I'll bring it up on my Facebook. I have a photo of me having to do that with my pants down, okay. Teeing off.
We don't need that. Don't post that. Are you nuts? No, wait a minute. Wrong choice of words. Anyway, all right, man, who's this?
My brother-in-law has thrown his clubs, too, and it got stuck in a tree, and I said, I'm not waiting.
Okay. Not alone. Okay, Ryan's not alone there. All right, who's this?
Patrick from Waterford.
Hey, buddy, you have a good morning, man. We're going to run.
You too. Bye.
You guys are totally making this up.
No, it's a real
Come
thing.
Come on. Come on, seriously?
100%. Oh, yeah.
So if you're hitting from the back tees and you don't get it past the front tees, the ladies' tees, you have to pull out the...
Yeah.
Play the for rest the entire
the
hole.
Basically play the rest of the hole with your pants down, right? I'm trying to find that photo. I got one.
Don't look for the photo. We don't need to see the photo. All right? Just don't... This is really a thing? Why? Who came up with this? That's ridiculous. That's not like if the goalie for the Red Wings gives up a power play goalie has to pull it out. Hell, Jimmy Howard would have played with no pants on last year. I mean, You're serious. This is really a thing.
Oh, yeah. People will know it.
You're jerking my chain. Oh, wait. No. Wrong choice of words. Never mind. Okay, never mind.
Big Jim's house.
We're sitting here talking about good news for Halloween. Fans think it's a good thing. Spirit Halloween. The costume stores are going to open this fall for Halloween. They said, we heard you're crushed. Well, don't worry. The rumors aren't true. We are back. We got this covered. They're prepping for this. Do it safely, obviously. So 1,400 locations. So we're trying to figure out what are the Halloween costumes for this year going to be. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. You had a good one.
I'm going to just dress up all brown and go as that Sahara dust cloud.
The Sahara dust cloud.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's perfect. It's easy.
Somebody just texted in. What was the one? I just saw this. Oh, a few years back, I wore vintage clothes and foam egg containers. Called myself Retrovirus. Nice.
There you go.
248-398-9279. Lion King, you could go as Carol Baskin. You could go as her current husband in their wedding photo when he had the, like, choke collar on.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of people.
Okay. And then, of course, you go as the Tiger King himself.
Yeah, Joe Exotic.
You get the mullet and hat, and he was wearing a choker. What's the deal with these people who are wearing chokers all the time? Is it the thing? And then
I want to go. Oh, maybe I should have, because me and Heidi like doing them where we play the opposite sex. So she's the guy, and I'm the girl.
So you're going to dress Carol Baskins?
I'm thinking she dresses. Yeah, that would be a good one. I could pull off Carol Baskins husband. For sure.
248-398-92. I could pull off Carol Baskins.
I was thinking Joe Exotic and his first husband. The dude with the no shirt and all tatted up. The no teeth.
Three teeth? Yeah. That's a good one. How about this one? And I don't know if you guys are more creative. I know y'all are more creative than we are. An exhausted mom.
Oh, yeah.
With all the school notes and everything that's going on. Have an exhausted mom or dad, but an exhausted mom. Just completely worn out. I guess if you get a Corona t-shirt and you could just write virus on it. Is that lazy?
I mean, yeah, but it works.
248-398-9279. I was trying to think of other ones like that. There's so much going on this year, though, that how do you drill down just to a couple of them?
Can you dress up as a Zoom session? How does that work?
How would you do that? No, that's a really good idea. If you just join us, we found out Spirit Halloween costume stores are going to be open this year. So they're back. But we don't know what costumes. That's a really good one, Ryan. I like that one.
Try to pull that off.
That is. Hold on a second. Steve in Belleville, what costume are we missing?
Kobe Bryant.
Oh, there'll be a lot of
those.
Right.
Yeah. You're right. Either 8 or 24. Absolutely. You're going to wear Kobe's.
Yeah.
That's true, man. All right, Steve. Thank you, buddy. Have a good morning.
You too.
All right, there he goes. 248-398-9279. Forgot about Kobe. That's what I mean. In a normal year, would have been the first thing came to mind. You'd be rocking the Kobe's. I don't know. What else? Then you're going to have the non-PC people. Oh, my God. Are we going to have enough non-PC people? How many people are going to dress up as statues?
Oh, yeah. Monuments from around the country. Yeah, it's going to get rough with those. Hey,
welcome to those really awkward Halloween parties.
Big Jim's house.
Here we go. We got $25 to Buddy's Pizza up for grabs. Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Had a great weekend. And my wife's birthday yesterday, so we did the whole birthday thing, and I'm broke. So here we go. All right. Tracy, good morning. You're representing the East Side.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tracy's very serious. Tony, you're West Side. You ready?
West Side.
There we go. And Ron, you're downriver.
All right.
Okay, so Tracy, you'll yell out East, Tony West, like Tony did, and then Ron down. Don't answer until you're called upon. You get one guess per question. And be game show loud when you call out East, West, or downriver. Don't worry about being too loud. You're not going to hurt our feelings. Here we go. Question number one. Colin Hay turned 67 today. He's best known as the lead singer.
West Side!
Tony, what's the answer?
Men at Work.
Yes, sir! Great stuff. Did you guys ever watch the TV show Scrubs?
No.
Okay.
No.
That is the greatest. I love you, Ron. You're awesome, man. No. Colin Hay makes a cameo in there. If you ever want to YouTube it, it's pretty cool. Walking around singing. Okay, question. No. Question number two. 46 years ago today, Neil Peart replaced John Rutsey as the drummer for what band?
Down
River.
Ron, what's the answer?
Rolling Stones.
Not the Rolling Stones.
East, West.
East Side.
Tracy, what's the answer?
Is it Rush?
It is Rush.
Yeah!
All right.
Boy, John Rutsby. Nice move. Okay. East side of the one, west side of the one. Question number three. 13 years ago today, Apple released the first version of this phone.
West
side.
Tony for the win.
iPhone.
Great game. All right. Well, Tony, you have won the $25 to Buddy's Pizza.
Woo-hoo! Hey,
Tracy, we're going to play again tomorrow at 8:50, okay?
All right.
All right. You can come back.
Congratulations.
Oh, look at that. Ron, thank you, too.
Thank you.
All right, Tony, you got to give it, yell it out.
West side.
Big Jim's house.
So, found this meme, shocking, over the weekend and put it up this morning on our Facebook page. It's a picture of Squidward from SpongeBob contemplating life. Name an album, but there's not a bad track on it. Simple as that. And you can join the conversation, Big Jim's House at WCSX on Facebook. Or we want to hear from you, too. 248-398-9279. No greatest hits. That's the only caveat. We agree on that, right?
Okay. Yeah, no greatest hits.
Not that it's a knock, but there's a reason that's the greatest hits. Of course you're going to listen. Like the Eagles' greatest hits. Magical. Couple text messages coming in.
Yeah, friend Kelly Bailey, Some Girls by the Stones.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
It's a great one. And then Tim jumps in with Seeger's Stranger in Town.
Like that.
Another vote for that one.
Yeah, 248-398-9279. Let's start off with Tracy in Detroit. You got one for us?
Jackson Brown, The Pretender.
Great. It is a good one. Ryan, you've never listened to that one, have you?
No.
Okay, that's one. That's.
Oh, my gosh. I was in middle school, and my uncle gave that to me as a Christmas gift. And I played that front and back, like, every night while doing homework.
Jackson Brown, The Pretender, on your back porch with a glass of bourbon. You're happy as can be.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
It's one of the coolest albums ever. Right? All right. Tracy, you're awesome. Yep. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
There she goes. Julia in White Lake. Okay, what album? One album, not a bad track on.
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah. Yep. You can't go wrong with Dark Side of the Moon. Have you ever tried the whole thing with The Wizard of Oz to sync it up?
No, I have not. I haven't listened to it in years, actually, but I remember hours and hours being a teenager with headphones on listening to that album.
And you had the headphones. The headphones Ryan, we used to have were like you could adjust the volume on the left or right ear, so it would pan back and forth, right? Is that the ones, Julia?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's all we did. We didn't do anything else while we were listening to it. All right. have a great morning.
Quiet. You too.
Bye. Right, bye. One more. Danny and Dearborn. Okay, what album?
Robin Trower, Bridge of Sighs.
Dude, there is more passion for Robin Trower in the Motor City than anywhere else in the country. That's awesome, man. All right, thank you, Danny.
Thank you, man.
All right, one album, name an album where you don't skip one track. What do we got?
Bob Seger live from Cobo in 75.
Live Bullet,
best
right?
Album ever recorded.
That
live,
counts
because
that. Okay, that counts because. Some of the songs are pre-recorded, but not all of them. So we're going to take Live Bullet then. All right, cool.
Oh, I love that. Great. Bye.
Previously recorded.
Right.
But it counts for live. Like, yeah. Budokan was actually, some of the stuff was recorded on there. Cheap Trick Live at Budokan is one of those. You could listen to everything.
Oh, yeah.
But is it as good as this?
Come on.
Let those City Limits from Live Bullet. I know we normally tell you on Fridays to turn it up. Hell, man, turn it up now. This is greatness. I sound like Jim Rome. Bob Seger is epic. Somebody should rack him.
Big Jim's house.
You want to jump in? 248-398-9279. We just put this up on our Facebook page. It's Monday. We're kind of taking it easy. Short week. Name an album, any genre, that you don't skip a track. You listen to the whole thing. There's not a bad track on it. It's perfect. Or it's greatness. Hotel California was the first one that came to mind. Rumors. Surprised nobody called about Rumors.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors. My God. I have like 87 female cousins. I do. Like my one uncle had six girls. We would go like for the holidays and there would be like, it was me and two other boys and like 18 cousins that are, and I'm not exaggerating,
right.
Girls. Every single one of them had a copy of Rumors. So when you went through my grandma's house, you'd hear Rumors playing in like three different rooms on their record players.
That's the one that gets my sister, my one sister Megan. She gets going from that. You put
Rumors?
That on it. Don't touch it. Let it play.
Okay, what about you, Ryan? You're the resident young guy on the show.
Yeah, the one that I grew up with and I still go back and listen to it all the time was License to Ill, Beastie Boys.
Not
the songs
on
there
it,
from start to finish are...
And we were talking about Smashing Pumpkins, too.
Yeah.
I can never remember the name of that damn album.
It was.
It's some weird long name.
Oh, gosh. I had it up here.
I'm sorry. I threw that
Melancholy
at you.
And Infinite Sadness.
Okay.
But that had 1979 on it and Bullet with Butterfly Wings. And
I remember when Pyromania came out by Def Leppard. It wasn't a bad song on it.
No.
And then you wear the thing out, and then you're like, they're never going to top this. And then Hysteria comes out, and you're like, oh, my God, they topped it. Hold on. Tony and Warren, what you got, bud?
Well, I got dozens that fit that category, but I'll pick two. One of my favorites is John Mellencamp's The Lonesome Jubilee.
Yep, great
one
album.
One of the best albums ever out there that you can listen all the way through. And Paradise Theater by Styx was another one that I just loved it out that way.
I like this. See, this is cool. Our listeners, man, they're so dialed in. Paradise Theater is like really one of the first, I don't know, you'd call it like a theme album. I know the Beatles and stuff, you know, with Sgt. Pepper, but it really is a story.
I mean, it really isn't one of the first. I think you want to really give the credit to the first from Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Now, that was truly a good themed album. That's really started the trend that, hey, this is a great idea to me. That was the one that really was a cohesive, themed, full-through album.
I'm going to take you out for a beer and get some lessons here. Tony, you're awesome, brother. Appreciate you listening.
No problem. Thanks for that. That's a great theme. Thanks for putting that out there. I could talk about that all day. Talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Later. Really, though, if you're looking for an album to listen to in its entirety, this one really speaks, I think, to America today.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool, walking downtown with your pants on the ground. Giddy up. Hey, get your pants off the ground, looking like a fool.
I'm sorry, you're going to be singing this all day. Ryan's already doing it.
Big Jim's House.
Stouffer's mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
It's some of the cheesiest mac and cheese out there.
I don't know what they do. I don't know what they do, but normally, because you're right. Some people you go like, ooh, frozen mac and cheese and stuff. No, Stouffer's is the bomb.
It's like a thick, rich cheese. Yep, yeah.
So a reporter in Cleveland tweeted about this, and I'm not sure if this was a plant or is this something that the reporter genuinely had a scoop. Put up a picture of a mac and cheese on tap machine from Stouffer's. We got to post it, of course. The keyword is
house.
And you keep staring at it going,
I don't know. Because basically what it looks like is a nacho cheese dispenser.
Right.
But it's just got a bigger tap to have the noodles come out. But that's what I don't get. Do you got to pre-make everything and load it in there?
No, the machine keeps it hot, so it already does it. Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you don't know? There's nothing. Don't look behind the curtain. You're overthinking this. This is mac and cheese on tap. Are you kidding me? Now, if we'd had this at the start of the coronavirus in March, we'd all weigh like 800 pounds.
Oh, my God. Everyone would have one in their house.
Yeah. Toilet paper and mac and cheese on tap.
It would be nice, though, if you're running out and you just want a quick snack. You just grab a little, like, Solo cup and fill it up and run out.
just drain it on the way out there. When I was single and I was dating my wife, Kathy, and I would take her out for a nice dinner. I think I told you this. I was in the Navy, and you don't make a ton of money. So I would take her out for a very nice dinner to try to impress her and basically lie about how much money I actually had. And then I would eat mac and cheese for the rest of the week. I'd go 4 days in a row on mac and cheese. Seriously.
It was worth it, though. So I ended up working out.
That's what I tried to figure out. Like, the only way I was going to take her out for dinner was on paydays. That was it. It was kind of dumb on the dates, man. So
did you make a big batch and just reheat it every day, or did you just make new?
No, new one every day. You got to be creative. And then if I was really lucky, I'd slice a hot dog in it.
Oh, man.
Ooh, somebody's living high.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Dear young and old alike, literally let it all hang out.
Call or text 248-398. Big Jim's house.
Mizzou. We'll post this. Didn't that freak you out a little bit?
Oh, yeah. We were, me and Heidi were sitting in when you sent me the original photo of it. And I'm like, Heidi, check this out. And she goes, oh, my. She goes, I would lose it. I wouldn't know what to do if this happened to us.
So we're going to put you guys in and figure out what you would do if you're this couple that can't get their money back for a wedding hall in Kalamazoo. And it's a lot of money, but there's a lot going on in it. So we'll talk about that tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Okay. There was his parents. Josh Bordeaux was out patrolling. He's a conservation officer. They're on the Dead River Basin. That's Marquette County. So they're fishing. He sees a little boy reeling a walleye. So he decides to go over to the boat. He goes, congratulations, because the kid's yelling. He's like, your first fish. Congratulations. And the kid just looks up at him and goes, Mommy and Daddy don't have life jackets. So the guy looks in the boat, and they didn't have life jackets in the boat, and he wrote him a ticket.
Ah.
That's why I said there's more to the story. This kid was looking to drop the hammer on Mom and Dad for something.
Yeah.
You don't just narc them out. Yeah, they're ticketed for failing to carry safety equipment on their vessel.
Yeah, you got to have them just in the boat. But come on, kid.
That's what I'm saying. You don't just blurt that out. Unless this kid is like an evil genius or something.
Mom and Dad don't have life jackets.
Mom and Dad don't have life jackets.
But this guy writing him a ticket, too?
No, you can't pin on the officer. Come on.
He has to, because
the kid told the truth.
It was really suspicious, though, when they got back to shore and he slipped him a 20.
Right, the kid's like, good. Yeah, yeah. Next time when I say I'm staying up till 11, I'm staying up till 11. That's the kid in the car. He's in the back going, I think we all learned a valuable lesson here. When I want ice cream, I get ice cream, okay? None of this fish crap.
So we're going to get ice cream tonight, right, guys? Right,
that kid is at Culver's every night. No, he's not. His ass is grounded for a month.
Boy.
Do you do anything? You can't bust him. Oh, guess the other thing. You can't bust this guy as a parent because the kid told the truth.
He was doing, yeah.
Right. He narked you out, but he still told the truth.
But he was correct, and yeah. Yeah, you can't get mad at him. That you're teaching them bad stuff. So you just don't, you want me to lie to authorities now?
See, damn it. Okay. This is, you're going to learn this, man. Being a parent sometimes is harder than it looks, man. All right, you guys, be well. We'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word.
The good news is you can get 12 White Castle chicken rings for $2.99 or 20 for $5.69. The bad news is this won't last forever.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.